Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hey, everybody, it's Pastor Jeremy. I hope you're doing well. You know, over the weekend, I was listening to a lot of music. I was in the car a lot. And the type of music I seem to gravitate to lately has been what we might title oldies or Motown hits, right? And one song just stood out so much more than the rest. It's by Jackie Wilson, "Your Love Keeps Lifting Me Higher and Higher." And all, this is a song that's been around long before my time, and I've liked it since I was a kid. It's catchy, it has a good melody, even has an uplifting message. In the story of the song, you can hear how the singer was blessed by this person's love, how it changed his attitude and his outlook on life. Usually we look to people or even to God to do this for us. And this was the interesting thing as I was reading Psalm 134. In verse 1, it says, "Come, bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, who stand by night in the house of the Lord." And if you read out of the NIV, you'll see it says, "Praise the Lord." But this idea of blessing or praising the Lord is what we're commanded to do in Psalm 134. We are literally to bless Him by praising Him, expressing our love or admiration and devotion to Him. Of course, practically speaking, we do this by singing or studying, praying, or even engaging in fellowship. And all this pleases God. But there's also a sacrificial aspect of this command. See, in Psalm 134, the people were taking time away from their hobbies or their work and everything else they had to come and bless the Lord. The priests and probably some of the people who were devoted, they spent the whole night to this action. Surely this was a blessing that would have pleased God. Another aspect of following this command is how it not only blesses God, but it blesses everyone around. God's people being devoted in this way would reveal God's glory to all their neighbors. You know, as ambassadors, it would allow us to be able to reveal Him to the people who might not know Him. Psalm 134 really would reveal people living in the way of Jesus with the heart of Jesus in all the normal aspects of life. Realistically, we might, see Psalm 96 verses 2 and 3 lived out if we followed 134, which Psalm 96 says, "Sing to the Lord, bless His name, tell of His salvation from day to day. Declare His glory among the nations, His marvelous works among all the peoples." This act of obedience would be a wonderful way to bless God. Whether you sing or you talk of what Jesus has done, we have a chance to talk about God's love and reveal His glory to all those around us. The difference between the song and the psalm is it's a whole lot more than just feeling better. It's about being who He has called us to be. So let me encourage you, take some time today to think about how you can live Psalm 134 out among the people around you for the God that you love. As we do this together, I can't wait to see what God does.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.